and I are so awfully different, too awfully different to every pals.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go.
Your favorite hero is the Marquis de Sade.
Do you want to talk?
You get a stiffy
from Felicia Rashad.
Oh, one time.
I've a style flair. Just look at my hip hair.
Oh, yeah, that's quite a nice do there.
Oh, thanks.
For me to poop on.
What?
Oh, come on, you look like Charlie Brown.
Bite me, Snoopy.
There's not a whole lot that we've got to agree on. Because I love the strains of a classical score.
All right, everybody, what's going on today? This is The Full Assault, and it is currently this January 10th, 2009. This is the week of CES 09, and a lot of news going down today. A lot of breaking news, I guess you could call it. Especially with Killzone. Especially with, like, Killzone 2 and Infamous games that are coming out within months that wouldn't be talked about at E3. So this is really where you're going to get news on Killzone 2 and Infamous. And we have news on that. My partner is flying back from Istanbul all the way to Warwick, Rhode Island. I know, who the fuck lives there, like faggots, but, you know, that's where he's going, Warwick, Rhode Island, and, so when he gets back off the plane, we'll be the first ones to talk to him, and, stuff like that. So, there really isn't, you know, too much to talk about besides CES 09. There's not any gaming. There wasn't anything that came out this week that was significant. Really wasn't anything to talk about. So I really just want to jump into CES 09. I have here that Killzone 2 will be released in some sort of combo package or whatever you want to call that shit, with a PS3 and Killzone 2 in Europe in a special box. They're saying that they haven't had any plans for Japan and America, but there's most people are saying that that'll most likely change before the game comes out, which I think it will, obviously. I mean, it's the biggest game for PS3, and we've been hearing about it for almost 2 years now, so the shit's gonna have a special, you know, a special case for everything. Collector's edition you're talking about. I mean, this motherfucker's gonna be left and right. If you have a PS3, there's no way you're not gonna hear about it. It's gonna be all over the PlayStation Store, news. I mean, it's gonna be fucking ridiculous. So, that's... yeah, definitely expect to hear more as Killzone 2 gets closer to the countdown. You will hear about special deals and packages coming out with the PS3. And, the box looks pretty cool, the one for Europe. So, you know, it should be good when it comes out. I think you'll see something in America. And, definitely in America. I'm not sure about Japan. But, another thing that we have to talk about is Yankee Stadium. You know, after the old one was destroyed, they are obviously building a new one. And they have just announced a deal with Sony, which means that they are going to have Sony Vaio laptops and PlayStation 3s furbished out. They're going to have, like, Sony rest areas and lounge areas with TVs and some laptops and some PS3s. So, I mean, you know, only Yankee Stadium would do this. You know, people want to go to a baseball game to watch actual baseball. I'm pretty sure people don't want to go to a baseball game to play baseball on a fucking PS3 or shit like that. So, whatever. I mean, it's cool that PS3's, you know, Sony's trying to get PS3 out there, and Yankee Stadium is obviously a great place to do it, and Microsoft got beat on that. But, you know, I don't know if it's the right place to have it. But hey, it's a good place to have it, that's for fucking sure. I mean, you know, I guess they didn't want Red Ring of Death either, like, you know, every other month having to replace the 360 sitting up there for another 360. It would just be unnecessary. Microsoft is going to extend their buddy list so they're over 1,000 with general updates coming soon. Holy shit, everybody. You can go add more friends now if you have a 360. Congratulations. Congratulations, everybody. I mean, first they do Xbox Experience, and now they're gonna add more friends? Jesus Christ, what the fuck? What are they gonna do next? Seriously, what are they gonna do next? I mean, that game is just... Seriously, who the fuck cares about a fucking friends list? That was their big keynote, and that was one of their big keynote's announcements. That's fucking pathetic, dude. It's like, Halo's coming out. What else after Halo? We're adding some friend list. Yay! That was their entire keynote for the 360. So, Halo took up 30 minutes, and now our friends list takes up 6, and now we're done the keynote. Thank you, everybody. See ya. It's embarrassing, really. It's like, so what do you have in the second half of the year? We're thinking about putting Gears 3 out. Yeah, Gears 3 or Fable 3, because that's all we have. It's just more and more, you know, add-ons to games that we like to put out. What about Grand Theft Auto 4? Oh, yeah, that's gonna be a great game. Isn't it called downloadable content? Oh, no, shit. No. It's called a game, guys. It's called a game because Microsoft said so. So, everybody, Microsoft now has 2 big exclusives this year. Fucking dumbasses. Anyway. EA Sports Home Space. That you have seen on some trailers. I don't know if they had it on the last new one. But they are finally showing it off at E3, at CES. And it's going to be released in the spring. Hopefully. I'm not sure. It looks kind of nice. They have a poker table. They have what looked to be a golf course for Tiger Woods, I guess. They have a fight night round, you know, a fight night area. So you can check out the trailers and stuff like that. Oh, and you can race little cars, too. Oh, but here's a good thing that EA is always good at doing. If you want to, you can buy some upgrades for the cars. So then when you're racing your little buddies, you can have the advantage. Fuck you, EA. Fuck you up the goddamn ass. Fucking charging for everything. Oh boy, oh my god, we can't put anything out without charging. Maybe in poker they should have upgrades that you can buy too. Maybe that's what they do. Or maybe you'll pay eventually to play poker. Like, they'll actually have real money, and every time you lose, it just goes to EA. Like, the company just keeps getting rich off of your bad hands. So, you know, fuck you, EA. Again, if you really go out and buy an upgrade for a goddamn race car on a game that's like 2 inches, even in the video game, you should kill yourself, dude. And it's fucking pathetic, dude. EA Sports is the queerest thing in sports. I mean, ESPN, when they had their 2Ks and shit like that with the NFL, and then the last one they made was $15, it was as good as Madden. But of course, then EA was like, oh shit, people are gonna realize that theirs is just as good, we need to buy NFL out. So that's what they did, and ESPN is now no more, even though the quality of it was just as good as fucking EA Sports. So, seriously, I would say don't even go to the home space for EA. I mean, just go there. I would go there one day and then leave. Because, seriously, fucking, like, I'm surprised they don't charge you just to get into the space. Like, really, EA is just a dickhead every time you want to. Like, there is nothing EA does that's for free. This is that. Everyone knows that. It's like Mirror's Edge. I'm surprised they haven't had an update for like a new costume or something for like $5.99. That's what they always fucking do. Anyway. But, you know, whatever. That's some bullshit. Infamous is going to have a 15-minute install. It has been confirmed. Oh, man, 15-minute install. I mean, damn. That's ridiculous. I thought, you know, when Metal Gear Solid 4 came out, that it was a big install. But, I mean, 15 minutes, Jesus Christ, dude. I mean, like, I thought, I mean, wow. I don't even know what to say. I mean, Metal Gear Solid 4, everyone expected it. But with Infamous, it's kind of like being blindsided, because not only have they not mentioned anything about an install, a pregame install, but they have never mentioned about any installs, period. And then they come out with confirming a 15-minute install. It's like, where the hell did that come from? Yeah, I mean, it fucking makes no sense. The game's still going to be good. I still want to get it, but I mean, I can't believe that they needed a 15-minute install. It's like, Jesus, dude, they must have used all 50 gigs of that Blu-ray disc. I'm speechless when I saw that. But it's real, folks. It's real. Don't even worry about that. Let's see our last thing before we go into our more in-depth CES 09 coverage. Here's a big one. Sony may be putting a backwards compatibility in PS3s. They're saying that PS2 is going to have one more year, and then Sony's not going to really produce or support games for it. Which means that some people are rumoring that, and from an inside source, they have leaked that there may be, a PS2 emulator coming in, the PS3s sometime between this year and next year. It hasn't been confirmed, obviously, because it's a secret inside source. But, I don't know. It always seems to be rumored that there's going to be an emulator coming out. And when it comes out, I'll be able to believe them. But for now, it's kind of like home. It's kind of like, is it going to come? Is it not going to come? I mean, and, you know, I think they're not even going to talk about it until it's been, you know, almost guaranteed to come out. So you might hear about that very late in the game. I don't think you'll hear it at E3. I really don't. You'll probably hear it at, like, CES 10, 2010, maybe. That'll definitely raise the cost of it, though. That's not going to be good at all. Alright, obviously everyone should know by now, CES 09 is being held in Las Vegas, like it does every year. And, this year is, people are saying that it's a tough economy, and it is. So, people wanted to see what they were going to put out. And, you know, I think it's kind of disrespectful, I guess you could say, that when people are hurting to keep putting out things that are going to cost $4,000. I mean, you know, they have these big TVs with all 240 gigahertz of, you know, fast, you know, refreshing rate, and, you know, the Sony's going to put out these new TVs. Oh, that's good and dandy, but one thing you never hear about at CES 09 is price. There's a reason for that, folks. It's because if they said the price, everyone would just shut the door. They would just leave the room. So Sony has just announced that they have a $4,000 price on this TV. So we're gonna leave now. I mean, really, that's what you're gonna look down to. If you're looking at CES to buy something, like, in the future, you're looking at the wrong place, because, I mean, Samsung has a cell phone watch. Yeah, okay, do you know how much that'll cost? Touchscreen cell phone watch. You might as well not even, like, forget, like, who are they making this for? Like, CES 09. Who is CES 09 for anymore? It's not for me. I mean, they should just call it ES, because it's not the Consumer Electronics Show, it's just the Electronics Show. None of us can buy that at this point. I mean, you know, the Bill Gateses, and, you know, the Haas Kyrie, and, I mean, you know, millionaires can buy that shit. I'm not a millionaire. I didn't win the lottery overnight. And I know a lot of people didn't. So when they say consumer electronics show, it's kind of ass, you know, it's kind of a being a fat, you know, fuck, you know, giving a middle finger to every consumer. It's like, fuck you guys, because we're going to call it the Consumer Electronics Show, but then you can't buy any of our shit. Don't even look at it, because you're not even going to be able to afford it. Don't, in fact, don't even touch it, because you might leave a fingerprint. It's just the way it is, really. It's like, you're not, it's not the Consumer Electronics Show, it's the electronics show. So, people that think they're looking at CES for these TVs and, you know, these cell phones, and you're really out of your price range, really. I mean, MP3 players, you might not be. The Walkman touchscreen with Sony, that's probably going to be at least $300, I'm saying. Right here, right now, that's going to be $300. I mean, you're looking at new Blu-ray players. You know, those are going to be, like, $600, $700. More than that, maybe. I mean, the cell phones that they're coming out with and they have there, they're going to be expensive. They're going to charge up the ass. And then the plans. There are just some things you don't even want to look at. Computers are, like laptops and stuff. You can look at the laptops, I guess. The laptops are never that outrageous anymore. Alienware, of course, always has something there. Every year, it's always, what's Alienware putting out this year? Who the fuck cares what Alienware is putting out this year? No one cares what Alienware is putting out this year. They put out everything as something new every month. Oh, this one has, 500 RAM, and, you know, who the fuck cares? Seriously. What was wrong with the one? I mean, if anyone's ever seen the Onion movie out there, this is exactly what it is. It's like, Alienware comes out with a new computer every year, or every other month, really, and then they go, oh, yeah, look at how great this one is. Oh, and your old one that you bought last year? But throw that away. That's a piece of shit. You gotta go out and buy this one now. That's really how it is, folks. I mean, it's not, the Onion movie is pretty, you know, dead on when they do that, and Alienware is another great example of a company that would do that. Alienwares are like $1,000, $2,000. No, over $1,000. They're like $2,000 is what you're gonna be looking at when you're buying an Alienware PC. And the only thing you can do with it is play games. Seriously, buy. I mean, PC gaming is, you know, it's there, but it's expensive. And every other game that comes out always needs to be better than the last, and always needs more memory and more space and more video graphic cards and all this bullshit that they do every other game for the PC. That's why PC gaming is going to die. People say, is it dead? It's not dead yet, but it's on life support. And someone's just waiting to pull that plug. I'll be the one to pull a plug if they need it, because it should be dead already. I mean, it's not. People play, you know, the only game keeping it alive is World of Warcraft, and that's not a very beautifully, you know, stunning game. I mean, the games that are keeping it alive are not beautifully stunning. I mean, if you want to buy Far Cry 2, Fallout 3, you know, these games, I mean, they are not exactly, you know, 2000... five PCs right there. You gotta buy a whole new PC. And you gotta buy a gaming PC. It's not like I can go to the store today, buy an HP computer, and play Far Cry 2. There's no way. And, you know, play Crysis? There's no way. It's impossible. You can't do it. So, it's just like, PC gaming is gonna die if it isn't dead already. To some it's dead, to some it's long life support, as I said. And it's just waiting to die. And when it does, it'll be breaking news for a little bit, but people are gonna, you know, say, "Well, who the hell cares?" You know, at this fucking point, people have a 360 or they have a PS3. Who needs a computer anymore? You know, people use computers to do homework and business and, you know, office stuff. So, you know, PC gaming's dead. Period. Whatever. We got, I want to just, again, thank everybody that listens to this shit every week, helping spread the real word, not that media bullshit, you know, G4 and, you know, I can't say 1UP anymore, because 1UP has been bought out, and so is their magazine. The magazine is now gone. I don't know who really subscribed to that. I mean, did I know? Does anybody? I don't even know. I never even heard of that magazine until like 2 days ago when they said it was dead. You know, 1UP was gone, and so was their magazine. I never even heard of that bullshit. So, but it's gone. EGM, I think, was what it was called, is gone. 1UP, I didn't even like. They were biased too. I mean, if you look at some of their game reviews, Resistance 2, I think, got 4 out of 5, and Gears of War 2, of course, got a 5 out of 5. So, whatever. In fact, I'm gonna click on EGM magazine right now, because I'm on their thing. Subscribe to EGM. Let's see what happens when I do this. they haven't really listed on 1UP that EGM is done. Here we go, lock in your raid today. They still let you subscribe to it even though EGM is gone. That's incredible. I thought that it was really gone, and yet they still let you subscribe to it. That's fucking ridiculous. And man, I can't even believe this. I don't even know what to say about that, but whatever. Alright, I think we've pretty much covered everything. If there's any big breaking news stories at this point from CES 09, I don't think there will be at this point, because it's pretty much, I mean, there's only, I think, a day left. It's till the 9th? No, it's till the 10th or the 11th. I think it's till the 11th. So, yeah, one more day. So, it's not that much left to go, and it'll pretty much be done. So, I don't think there's going to be any big stories about it. I'll try to find a keynote speech and put it on there, but I don't think it'll be, I think the only website that'll really have the keynote for Sony, PS3, and Microsoft will be G4, which I don't really want to use, but if I find another one, I'll use it. So that's it, everybody. Thank you for listening once again. And, you know, I hope to get my little partner. I hope he lands soon, and I'll hear from that motherfucker in Warwick, Rhode Island, where the fags come to bang each other. I like that one. I'm showing him. And, again, if anybody that listens to this knows a lot of HTML or Flash, can help me with, websites or whatever we need, hit me up, and it'll really help. So, thank you for listening, and this is Next Gen Talk. We are cutting the crap out of the gaming media.